The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng.
You're dialed into the sound of your life, and this is the OFM Business Hour, powered by Standard Bank Business Banking. According to a recent McKinsey survey in the United States, 40% of employees anticipate that they will leave their jobs in the next 3 to 6 months. The top three factors employees have cited as reasons for quitting were that they didn't feel valued by the organization, 54% of the respondents, or their managers, 52% of the respondents, or because they didn't feel a sense of belonging at work. With this movement in mind, it's known collectively as the Great Resignation. I'm sitting down this evening with Wesley Field. He's a provincial manager for the Consolidated Employers Organization, known as CEO, managing the Free State and the Northern Cape. Here's part one of our sit down on the Great Resignation. Wesley, thank you so much for joining me on the Business Hour. Let's find out, what is the Great Resignation? What's the technical definition for it?
Well, in short, the Great Resignation is a phenomenon or a movement, if you will, which describes a vast number of employees leaving their jobs amid the COVID-19 pandemic, or as it nears its end, or if I can put it to you in this way, you know, as life starts returning to normal. I say normal, but yeah.
Wesley, what has caused what we would call this movement worldwide from a work culture perspective?
It's no secret that the pandemic didn't only change our general way of living, but also massively altered the workplace. So I personally believe that the ability to work remotely has been one, if not the biggest factor when considering this movement. Generally speaking, you know, pre-COVID, if you weren't at the workplace, the assumption was that you'd not be able to comply with your duties and responsibilities. So fast forward to where we are now, there's a significant number of individuals who can do now work from home. Now, factoring into that other considerations like the inability to offer significant salary increases, the rising cost of living, and, you know, just potential job dissatisfaction. The fact that an employee who is already working remotely can resign, be employed by an alternate employer, and still work remotely, and in the process potentially receive that increase or move into a more desirable industry, you know, that's completely changed the game for employers.
Wesley, how can employers incentivize their employees not to resign? I think a lot has been said about toxic work cultures, and I think many people are falling into the bandwagon of therefore analyzing their workspaces, feeling that they're not healthy or conducive, and then resigning. So what can employers do to counter that narrative?
You know, I don't think there's actually a clear-cut answer for this one. I think everyone has to look at the specific industry they're in and the work culture that they found themselves in. I believe the first step for any employer is actually, you know, quantify your employee turnover rate. From here, you know, from this point, one is going to have a good idea of where you stand in relation to, you know, this great resignation. After that, you know, an employer needs to be able to identify the root causes. You know, what factors are causing my staff to resign? Once you know the cause of the problem, it becomes much easier to design and implement retention plans. I don't know, you speak about toxicity in the workplace, and like I mentioned earlier, working remotely, is there still a toxicity? You know, maybe it's worse, maybe it's better for some. Some people want to work in a workplace, some people, you know, prefer working from home. So there isn't, you know, like I said earlier, there's no clear-cut answer for this one, unfortunately. I think, you know, employees need to sit down and look at their business specifically and then take it from there.
That was part one of my sit down with Wesley Field, the provincial manager for the Consolidated Employers Organization in the Free State and the Northern Cape. Part two of my sit down with him is coming up next in just a bit. This is the OFM Business Hour, and it's powered by Standard Bank Business Banking.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng. OFM.
Thank you for joining me on the OFM Business Hour, powered by Standard Bank Business Banking. This evening, I'm in conversation with Wesley Field. He's the provincial manager for the Consolidated Employers Organization, managing the Free State and the Northern Cape. And we're talking about the Great Resignation. Here's part two of our chat. Wesley, do you foresee the Great Resignation continuing into the future?
Again, a bit of a tricky question to answer. And I think the answer also stems from where you're sitting. You know, the Great Resignation, it's a global phenomenon in different countries. And of course, you know, you allude to McDonald's now. Different industries will be affected differently. I'm sure you and the listeners are aware about South Africa's high unemployment rate. I don't believe that, you know, the majority of South Africans will be looking to simply resign. financial stability is still obviously a priority for the vast majority of employees in South Africa. I think what you might see in South Africa anyway, and you know, forgive me, I'm not going to touch on other countries, if you'll allow me, is that a lot of our high-skilled individuals will probably give strong consideration to migration. Because in these other countries, and you know, America specifically is where I've been reading a lot about the Great Migration, opportunities for these skilled workers have increased exponentially due to the Great Migration and how it's you know, it's played out in countries like America and United Kingdom.
Is there any way that employees can take advantage of this trend?
Well, personally, I don't want to advocate for resignation, you know. I think if you've learned anything from this pandemic is that, you know, we need to be adaptive. And I strongly believe that employers have also realized that we need to be adaptive. I think what employees need to do if they want to take advantage of this is, you know, approach employers, explain to employers why there might be job satisfaction or how can my working conditions be more favorable to me. You know, approach your employer, explain to them what's going on, explain to them, you know, your potential concerns, what might potentially lead to you resigning. And I think employers will be on board, you know, trying to implement strategies to keep their staff. More than that, like I say, I don't want to advocate for resignation or anything like that. I still feel that job retention is highly important still, you know, South Africa specifically. Mm-hmm. And I feel like open lines of communication between employees and employers is the way forward. And I think, yeah, if there's any advantage for employees in this, amidst this great resignation, it's that, yeah, employers don't want to lose you. And those avenues should be open. Those channels for communication should be there. And yeah, that would be my two cents on the piece.
That concludes my conversation with Wesley Field from the Consolidated Employers Organization. Now, you can re-listen to our sit-down on ofm.co.za. Just remember to click on read and then on business for more.
The Business Hour with Oliver Geng. On OFM.